Good afternoon. This is Michael Osterlink, and I'm speaking with Brent Pottinger from the Ancestral Health Society. Good afternoon, Brent.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks
how are yourself?
Me on. I'm doing
sure.
Well, and thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Now, the Ancestral Health Society is putting on the Ancestral Health Symposium at Harvard Law School with the Harvard Food Law Society August 9th through the 11th of this year, 2012. What is the Ancestral Health Symposium?
The Ancestral Health Symposium started with the inaugural event last August at the University of California, Los Angeles, and it was an effort to bridge the gaps that exist between research scientists, healthcare professionals, the lay audience, patients, and other people involved with health, but taking an evolutionary perspective and thinking about how we can harness the wisdom of our past, the wisdom of our ancestry in the present in order to avoid kind of the chronic diseases of civilization and some of the major health challenges that we're dealing with today. And so we felt like if we could create an event where these different groups of people could come together, share their ideas, meet each other, and then start to collaborate, then hopefully the event would spur implementation, whether it's in the medical practice or in food policy or in scientific research, that would ultimately put these ideas into practice and then would hopefully benefit patients and allow them to, you know, achieve the health, the vibrant health that we know we're capable of achieving, but we're failing to do because of there's a huge mismatch between our human physiology and kind of the ecological niche in which we have it today, and so we need to deal with that challenge in creative ways.
Well, at your Ancestral Health Symposium, which is going to be at Harvard Law, August 9th through the 11th, 2012, which is this year. Who are some of the people, and what are some of the issues that you'll be addressing?
So last year with the inaugural event, which is put forth by the Ancestral Health Society, that's the group of volunteers that come together to make this event happen. Everyone's volunteering as a kind of a hobby, who's passionate about these ideas of ancestral health from many different angles. We feel like last year's event really brought this, kind of got the science out there, talked about, you know, kind of the lifestyle decisions, but we're hoping that this year, being hosted at Harvard Law School, we can have, and being, we're co-working with the Harvard Food Law Society, which was founded by one of the Ancestral Health Society members, Nate Rosenberg. We're hoping that we can take everything to another level, the next logical step, which would be thinking about healthcare administration, health policy, food policy, and how we can operationalize these ideas in our mainstream institutions in through our laws and regulations. And so people will be coming back. A lot of the main speakers, like Mark Sisson, Nora Gidgadis, exercise people like, you know, that you would expect, like Rob Wolf, and people who have contributed a lot to the field, but also will have some new faces. For example, I'm co-presenting with Dr. Jack Cruz, who's a neurosurgeon who's really passionate about how we can actually pursue ancestral health in medical practice. So that's going to be the focus of the event this year, and so we're hoping that we can facilitate that with the new setting.
That's great. I also saw about 2 minutes ago that Chris Kresser announced on Twitter that he'll also be speaking about iron overload, which is very cool.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating. Yeah, so there'll be a new crop of presenters as well mixed in, and the presenters just received information about whether their presentation they'll be presenting, and so then they'll have time to organize that. We'll also have some panels to discuss specific topics so that we can have some discussional format. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the conversations and new conversations that just advance the ideas further.
Great. Well, this is very exciting, and I definitely encourage people to check it out and attend. Where can they find out more information?
So if you're interested in attending, you should go to ancestryfoundation.org. That's the website for the Ancestral Health Symposium, and you'll find all the information about when ticket sales go live, which is on March 1st for Ancestral Health Society members and March 2nd for just the general public. And then there will be a link to that ticket sales. When they do go live, you can also follow hashtag AHS12 on Twitter.
Fantastic. Well, this is Michael Osterlink, and I'm going to speak with Brent Pottinger from the Ancestral Health Society. And he's been telling us all about the Ancestral Health Symposium at Harvard Law, August 9th through the 11th, 2012. Thank you so much, Brent.
Thank you for having me on. I hope that everybody is able to attend in August. Thanks.